With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
WRKS Pickens Jackson.
It's all coming back
from the Whiskey 61 Lounge inside the Bank Plus Studio.
And there it comes again.
Mississippi's number one sports talk show, The Out of Bounds Show with Bo Bounds. Streaming worldwide live on the Out of Bounds radio app and on your radio at ESPN 105.9.
What is that?
What is that?
The Zone.
Football Friday. Good morning. Welcome in to the Out of Bounds Show, brought to you by Kessler Prime and the Renaissance, a ribeye, and a call for some Wilderness Trail bourbon, wheated or rye. By the way, Mom and M's has both the wheated and the rye, and Philip M's here has it too, which is beautiful. Kessler Prime and the Renaissance, KesslerPrime.com to make a reservation. This is ESPN 105.9 The Zone. NFL Chuck was fantastic on the NFL draft. Marvin Harrison Jr. goes to the Arizona Cardinals. Wide receiver out of Ohio State. Wide receiver out of Ohio State. An absolute dude. Hey, how about Brock Bowers from Georgia, the tight end, teaming up with Gardner Minshew and the Las Vegas Raiders? I'm going to have to get a Raiders pullover because y'all know I'm cheering big time for Gardner Minshew. Out of Brandon, bounced around everywhere, ends up at Washington State with Mike Leach, and they go 11-2, and he's drafted in the NFL draft. And he's going to make, well, he's already making a fortune, but he's going to make, I don't know, man, probably over $60, $70 million.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe more than that. And he'll be able to create an unbelievable podcast and all that just because of his personality. It'll be great. Minshew in Vegas. I love it. I wonder where he lives. Like, what kind of condo or apartment he lives in, and ooh, how close is it to downtown? I had to ask his dad just kind of what the – I mean, if you're a bachelor – that's got to be a hell of a setup, doesn't it?
Yeah, is there a direct correlation between that and the winning percentage?
I think so.
I think there is. Obviously, if you can do it right, you're going to win.
No doubt. Maybe he should just like live on the top of Caesars.
That's where I'm at.
You know, in the penthouse.
Absolutely.
Do a deal with the Bellagio or Mandalay Bay or the Wynn.
Ooh.
I think Minshew would be like, that's too rich. He's more. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Wynn's pretty. It's pretty bougie. I think Gardner Minshew would go more Mandalay Bay. Still nice, but not over the top bougie like Wynn and Venetian and Bellagio. Is that fair? I think so. I think that's, yeah. Maybe even Caesars. Caesars or Mandalay. Golly, he's 20-something years old. He's making $5 million a year. He's single and he lives in Las Vegas.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, can y'all imagine Jackson Meadows making $5 million a year? He, you know, single in Las Vegas, making $5 million a year.
I don't know why you say five. I mean, that's 10, obviously.
Yeah, well, you would make that 10 in your first night in Vegas.
One spin. Put it on black. Yeah. I mean, that contract, I'm more 10 mil now.
10 mil. You single as a bachelor making several million dollars.
Ain't lasting long. No way it lasts long.
Yeah, you probably own a casino in a year.
Or either own a casino or be so in debt to that casino that I work for them forever. It's one of the two. I mean, there's no medium here. I'm either here to win this casino or I'm going to work for you for the rest of my life. Your choice.
Oh, goodness. Jackson Meadows, double down. Mr. Tito's White Russian joining us on the Out of Bounds. Enjoy a Tito's White Russian after dinner tonight in honor of Jackson Meadows.
Please. Yes.
Beautiful. It's, I got to get in. Well, all right. I've got something that I want to hit on real quick. It's pretzel day. The Keg House has an amazing pretzel. It's on Highway 51 in Ridgeland. And their game day pretzel is ridiculous. 41 beers on tap. Everything from Stella Artois to Urban South to Southern Prohibition to Kona, Big Wave Golden Ale to Key City. All the wonderful, amazing, yummy beers. Key City has their Mexican lager out, Mi Vida. I think I said that right. And it is awesome, awesome beer. So cheers. The Ag Up Equipment text line, 601-885-3776. We're giving away a night at the Golden Moon Hotel, two rounds of golf to Dancing Rabbit Golf Club, and we're giving away a gift certificate to Mom and M's, which is the super cool kind of sports bar, whiskey bar, craft beer bar here that's new, and their wings are amazing. We're giving all that away. You need to tell me an over-the-top fan story on the text line, 601-885-3776. All of you know an over-the-top Ole Miss, Mississippi State, NFL, Saints, whatever fan. Just tell us a short story about it. Best one wins that NFL draft prize. Because you'll get a night here, you get two rounds of golf at Dancing Rabbit Golf Club, and you get lunch or dinner at Mom and M's. That's a hell of a deal. Damn. The text line is 601-885-3776. Tell us a story about a crazy, insane, rabid fan that you know. It could be your brother, your buddy, somebody in college that painted their body, you know, maroon and white, red and blue, black and gold, whatever. Purple and gold.
Purple.
This is just about every Alabama football fan, right? So, you know, whether they've ever been to the stadium or not, but this applies to 9 out of 10 Roll Tide football fans when we say over-the-top stories. Don't you agree, Jackson?
I mean, it has to.
Yeah.
It has to.
P- people asked, what did you think about Saban on TV last night? I thought he was fantastic. He's right at home. He did his homework. When I got upstairs to the Golden Moon hotel room, my hotel room, after we had dinner at Philip M's, I watched Saban for a good 45 minutes, and I thought he did. He owned that set, even more so than Kirk Herbstreit. He's just got a presence about him, and it was a hell of a hire for the worldwide leader in sports in ESPN. And he knows about a lot of the players, and then he did his homework. What he said on Brock Bowers I thought was great. He was like, we couldn't guard him. We had one guy that could kind of guard him, but for the most part, we couldn't guard him. And Brock Bowers is the tight end out of Georgia.
Love it.
For those of you who may not have kept up with it. To say that he was comfortable on the set, understatement. He looks super, super comfortable. Now, some people said that they allowed Saban maybe to take over the show too much.
And?
Well, his personality, his engaging, his voice inflection, all of that is at the best of the best. And his performance, yes, it does bode well for College Game Day this fall. Because we've talked about it for years. It's a good show just because people are happy on college football game days. But it had gotten tired, and then they tried to reboot it with McAfee, and he's helping it. But Nick Saban's going to be great for College Game Day. Don't you think?
Oh, yeah. No question about it. His presence demands all eyes.
Boom. That's Mr. Tito's White Russian right there, Jackson Meadows, on a Football Friday, live from the Golden Moon Casino Sportsbook and Lounge. Jeff Lebby at 8:30 on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line. Morning. Welcome in. Jeff Lebby will join us at 8:30. Jeff Lebby, Mississippi State football coach, will join us at 8:30. We'll talk Blake Chapin, the quarterback at Mississippi State. People are really, really excited about the gunslinger out of Texas who played a lot of football for Baylor. In fact, as a freshman, he won the Big 12 championship game. I asked Dave Bartu about Baylor and their offensive line, and he didn't even know Blake Chapin had transferred because Bartu doesn't keep up with that stuff. You know, he just runs numbers that show, you know, trends, numbers that show trends, right? He takes them in chunks. You know, you got to give me X amount of games, at least 5 or 6, 7 or 8, 10 or 12 games. And Chapin, so I asked him about Baylor's offensive line, and he said, God awful. How about that? But yet the kid was able to perform. I think you should be excited. Ole Miss already knows they have one of the best quarterbacks in college football. Carson Beck at Georgia, I mean, good grief. You drop Blake Chapin there, he's going to be great too, you know. And then you've got some other guys. But Blake Chapin out of Baylor has thrown for over 6,000 yards, over 30 touchdowns. And, you know, there's a reason why Dave Aranda was on the hot seat this past year. Actually, I'm surprised he got brought back. Brady Cook at Missouri is unbelievable. Dart at Ole Miss is unbelievable. I think Nussmeier will be really, really, really good at LSU. Believe it or not, there's not going to be that much fall off. because they're LSU, and they're going to be so much better on defense. Connor Wigman, A&M, watch out. And then, you know, we'll see about some of the other QBs around the league. But Jeff Lebby will talk Blake Shapen and how much they got done in the spring as they head into the summer. You know that with the new rule, the coaches can work with the kids during the summer, right? So that's a different ballgame. You know, that separates the men from the boys. How good are you? You know, the hours that you get now through the NCAA, how good are you at developing players? You get to work, the assistant coaches, you get to work with your guys. And I think that's a tremendous, especially for a first-year coach, Jackson, you know, because Levy's trying to get everything he can out of Blake Shapen. Shapen's already played 3 years. He's gone through a couple of injuries, but nothing earth-shattering, which is good.
Right.
I think. Okay, these are injuries that he was able to bounce back from quickly, which is great.
These extra practices or extra, you know, extra time. You know, we back before this rule a few years back, we always harped on one thing when it came to bowl season. And it was the fact, it wasn't necessarily the bowl game, which was all fine and dandy, but it was the fact that all these new coaches would come in at the end of the year would have quality time and quality practices with the players for next year. Now you're getting that no matter what.
That's a good point. That's a great point, and that separates the men from the boys in basketball too, because your assistant coaches get to work with your kids, and the question is, are you – yeah, everybody can work. Right. We talk about this all the time. Everybody goes to work today. The question is, what are you working on? And this is what separates, you know, somebody like Stan Jones at Florida State. I mean, he can make you better. Izzo and his assistants, he can make you better. So the question is, what kind of work are you doing, and is it getting – there's Jackson Dart right there on the TV screen. Just rolled left and hit pre-scorn for a pass right there on the TV, on the 47 TVs in here. So the question is, are you working on stuff that really, 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 really matters? And, you know, Lebby got to really run the whole show at Oklahoma for 2 years. How much of the show did he work at Ole Miss? Look, Lane had a heavy hand in that. But Lebby's been under Briles, which is amazing, and what Baylor did with RG3 and all those dudes. He's been under Heupel, and Heupel is an offensive machine. Coming out of where? How did Lebby and Heupel know each other? Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. Heupel was the one that won a national championship. He was Mike Leach's first quarterback signee when Leach was hired as offensive coordinator under Bob Stoops. Right? And then Heupel eventually became an assistant coach. Where did Jeff Lebby sign out of high school? The University of Oklahoma University, OU. Right? So there's that tie. Lebby worked for Heupel. And then he worked for Kiffin. So these are all three dynamite offensive guys. Briles, Heupel, Kiffin. And then he worked for Venables, who's a defensive guy but a recruiting maniac. I mean, I can remember Tom Luganville telling me 8, 9, 10 years ago when Venables just got to Clemson and became a top three defensive coordinator in the country, according to Bartu, but I think the proof was in the pudding on the field, that Venables was one of the craziest, most driven recruiters he had ever been around, and Luganville's been around everybody. So I think that's good. Lebby's been around Briles, Heupel, Kiffin, Venables, among other coaches. And who recruited him? Bob Stoops at Oklahoma. And his dad was a high school coach. So there we are right there. Jeff Lebby will join us coming up at 8:30. You can stream it on thezone1059.com or the Out of Bounds radio app. And, yes, Josh Heupel was the first Oklahoma quarterback that Bob Stoops and Mike Leach signed. It's unbelievable in Bruce Feldman's book about Leach going through like 70 tapes. This is back when they had to go through tapes. It's 98, 99. And Heupel would eventually lead them to the national championship. He was committed to Utah State at that time.
Dang.
And Leach loved him. And Leach brought him in over Christmas holidays because Stoops tasked him with, hey, we got to get a QB quick. like real quick. And Oklahoma had been running the wishbone, and they were going from the wishbone to the air raid. Okay. And so they didn't have a quarterback that was going to work. And Leach goes through all these tapes, all this film, and he brings in Heupel. And Heupel comes in on his visit, and Leach said, "This is when I knew I had my guy." He said, "You're allowed to take guys to dinner legally back then. Now you can do whatever."
Right.
And he said, so Heupel's there. There's nobody to, you know, nobody's there. It's Christmas holidays in Oklahoma, in Norman. And he's like, "Hey, we can take you to this steakhouse here." I think it's the one that Switzer hangs out at all the time. You know, "We can go get a huge steak, and I can pay for it, and it's legal, and you can order a big ribeye, and, you know, heck, you're a high school, you know, you're a kid. You want to be, you know, you want to go get a great meal." He went, "Nah, let's order in and keep watching film."
Dang.
And so they ordered Chinese takeout and continued to watch tape throughout the weekend. And that's when Mike Leach said that he had found his guy in Josh Heupel. Now, Heupel doesn't look like, you know, some of these guys we saw drafted last night, right?
Right.
You know, pretty, 6'4", 222 pounds, ripped, all that. But he was a little baller, and he had the accuracy and the mind to run the air raid. And he did it, and he did it at a high level. And Oklahoma turned it around in 2 years, and in year two of Bob Stoops, they won the national championship running the air raid with Mike Leach. Isn't that incredible?
That is I love that. That's awesome.
Yeah, I think it's a cool story. I really do. I enjoyed it. The book was great, though. It was. All right, we're live from the Golden Moon Casino Sportsbook and Lounge. Bet $50 here. Play award-winning Dancing Rabbit Golf Club for $40. Jeff Lebby, Hail State head coach, coming up next on the Out of Bounds Show. Show is brought to you by Tito's Vodka Bloody Mary tomorrow morning at the Briar Patch in Livingston. They got French Quarter Saturdays at the Briar Patch in Livingston. I like that.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
Good morning. Welcome in. Football Friday. We're live from the Golden Moon Casino Sportsbook and Lounge. Bet $50 here. Play award-winning Dancing Rabbit Golf Club for $40. We've been recapping the first round of the NFL draft, talking a little Blake Shapen, too, and Jeff Lebby as they wrapped up spring practice. The transfer from Baylor has the Mississippi State fan base all excited after the last few weeks. And we're excited to welcome in the head football coach at Mississippi State, Jeff Lebby on the Out of Bounds Show, brought to you by Two Brothers. It's an amazing place to dine for lunch and dinner, and also brought to you by Starkville, Mississippi, just named Best Small Town in the South, which is a tremendous asset for all the coaches on the Mississippi State campus. We welcome in Jeff Lebby on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line. Jeff Lebby, good morning. How you doing?
Doing great. Appreciate you having me on.
Well, Jeff, we appreciate it. I'd like to start, before we get into Blake Shapen, our listeners are getting all hot and bothered about that the last hour and a half. But before we get into that, you were the OC at Oklahoma the last 2 years, and we have a big DAC audience, and they track what the Cowboys do on a weekly basis. And last night, the Dallas Cowboys, Jeff, they drafted Tyler Guyton, offensive tackle out of Oklahoma. You're more than familiar with him. What can you tell us about him as a player and person?
Yeah, I think Tyler is going to have an opportunity to be as good as there is in the NFL. And so that's why, you know, I'm excited for him. Obviously, he's from the state of Texas. He gets to go back close to home, be there in Dallas, being there with Dak, which will be awesome. And the Cowboys did. They got somebody at the 29th pick. Very few times do you have a chance to get somebody that's got a chance to be the best player at their position at some point in their career. And Tyler's got that ability, you know. So that's an exciting time for him. Fired up for him, and the Cowboys got a great one.
Jeff Lebby on the Out of Bounds Show. Cowboys drafted Tyler Guyton. They moved back, grabbed another pick at 73. And they feel like they got a tackle for Dak Prescott for 2024. Jeff Lebby on the Out of Bounds Show. All right, so you just finished your first spring practice as a head coach. And Blake Shapen is your quarterback. Yeah, how do you, as you're looking back at everything you accomplished the last few weeks, how good do you feel about it watching Blake Shapen in that last scrimmage? Did you get almost, I don't guess a coach ever gets everything they want, but did you get almost everything you wanted accomplished in spring practice, Coach?
You know, we've gotten a ton accomplished. We've gotten a ton accomplished since the end of November, since we all got here. And I feel good about where we're at, feel better about where we're going. You know, I just love Blake's, his demeanor, his toughness, his attitude and his effort and how he goes about every single day. Man, how he leads from the front and he's a guy that's constantly calling others up. And so he's done a great job creating trust with his teammates and also, you know, creating trust with me and with our staff. So, again, like where we're at, but love where we're going, and he's going to be a huge part of it.
Now, you knew all about him, but has he been better than advertised and better than you thought he would be, Coach?
No, I think, you know, when I sat there in November and December and watched, you know, three or four guys, watched every single throw multiple times, I kept coming back to Blake. And for me, I had just this great sense of peace that if we were able to get him, we were going to feel really good about him being our guy. So he hadn't done anything I thought that he couldn't do. I know that. And he's got to get a lot better. He's going to get a lot better. He knows that. But he's got some ability that, man, it fits us, fits who we are, fits what we're going to do. And, you know, when I watch him, I think, man, that's our kind of guy. So had great understanding of what we were getting. And again, he's got plenty of work to do, but love where he's at.
Jeff Lebby joining us on the Out of Bounds Show in ESPN 105.9 The Zone. As far as what you want to do, what does Blake Shapen do really well?
Yeah, I mean, he's a guy that can make every throw. He can extend plays with his feet, but then he's going to be able to make every single throw, whether it's in the pocket, outside of the pocket. So being able to make some off-platform throws, but more than anything, be able to create some off-schedule throws. And that to me, is what's incredibly hard to defend for the other side of the ball when maybe things aren't perfect for us offensively. He's going to find a way to make it right. And so that's something we're going to need. Obviously, the people we're playing every single week inside this league, there's going to be times where things aren't perfect. Do you have a guy that can go operate under that pressure and still make some plays to keep us on the field, to keep drives alive and score points? So that's what I'm most excited about.
So if you had to play an SEC game this weekend, how much confidence would you have in Blake Shapen being able to run your offense A to Z?
Yeah, I'd have a ton of confidence. Again, this guy's spent a ton of time in the building over the last 3 months. So he's got plenty of work to do. We've all got a ton of work to do. He'll be better a month from today and 2 months and 3 months from today. And that's the thing. We don't have to go play today, you know, but he's a guy that I feel confident in leading our football team.
Will you tell us about the tight end transfer from Colorado? I can't pronounce his name. But he had to sit out last year, Jeff, and people around you and in the building are raving about this guy and talking about that he could have NFL potential. How did he look in your offense this spring with Shapen and you?
Yeah, Sadu had a really good spring. He's a guy that we're really excited about having him and Justin Ball. Justin obviously has played a lot of football. Was a starter for him there at Vandy and came over to us in January. Having both those guys in the room has been a huge deal and a huge upgrade for where we want to be and how we want to play. Sadu has a very unique skill set. This is a 230-pound guy that has the ability to play in line, play in the core, and then he plays just like a receiver when he's on the perimeter. So excited about where he's at. He can do some very unique things. And looking forward to using him all over the field.
Jeff Lebby on the Out of Bounds Show. He joins us on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line. What grade would you give your offensive line for the spring?
I'd give them a B. I'd give all of us about a B. You know, I think at times we were better than that, and at times we were worse than that. And as we went back and looked at it and had exit meetings starting out this week, you know, we were right around a B if you look at the totality of the 15 practices. What we want to fight like heck to do is create consistency of our best days, you know, and we had some days where we looked like we had an opportunity to be, you know, really, really good. And then there were days where we didn't. So creating that consistency, I think that's going to have a chance to happen with, you know, another 3 months before we go kick it off for real with the installs and being able to learn and grow inside the scheme and understanding how we do what we do. But that's where I'd put those guys. I love our intentionality up front. I love our demeanor. I love our mindset as we walk in the building every single day. Our guys are serious about being dang good. And so that's what's going to give us a chance to continue to get better.
You know, Kennedy's reputation as an offensive line coach is pretty impressive. I guess you knew him before, but were you impressed with what he was able to do in March and April?
Yeah, I was. You know, again, he's got great consistency in how he approaches every single day. He's a guy that has been great glue for those guys in the room. When you look at it, we're going to have a ton of new starters, and we've got a ton of new starters that are guys that have come to us from a lot of different places and have played a lot of ball at other places. And now to make them ours, you know, that's a unique challenge. He's done a great job of that. And our guys understand that Cody's in there fighting like heck for him and with him every day. And I think that's what they love to play for.
Jeff Lebby on the Out of Bounds Show. Tell me about the UTEP wide receiver transfer.
Kelly, he had a good spring. When you look at the receiver room right now with Kelly and Kev, J-Mo, Cree, those four guys, again, are really four guys that created trust with me, with us, with our staff this spring and did a really good job. We've got some young guys, obviously, that had good springs as well, but they're supposed to be going to prom this weekend, you know, so they don't know what they don't know still.
Right.
So they got to keep finding ways to get out of their own way. These older guys, have done a really nice job. And, again, I like where we're at with that position. We've talked about it, but we'll take one more here in the portal as we're working through that over the next 10 days. But I do – all four of those guys have done a really, really nice job and created a ton of trust to be able to go operate and execute the way we want.
Okay, so it sounds like you like these four veteran wide receivers and Sadu.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a nice nucleus to marry with Blake Shapen, who I don't think people realize. I mean, he's thrown for over 6,000 yards and 30 touchdowns at Baylor. So this kid has a lot of, you know, playing time under his belt. So it sounds like you like where Blake is, you like the four wide receivers, and you like Sadu at tight end.
Yeah, and that's all very, very fair to say right there.
Okay. All right, so let's go to the defensive side of the football. So people believe that you're going to be able – I mean, look at your pedigree and your background. I mean, unbelievable who you've coached under. You mentioned your dad in our first interview who was a high school coach. You're signed by Stoops and Oklahoma. You get to work under Briles, Heupel, Kiffin, and then Venables is on the defensive side of the football, but he's a recruiting maniac. So you got all this good experience. People believe that y'all are going to be able to move the football and have some fun and bring something that's never been brought to Starkville. I mean, Dan brought a little bit of it, but it was so long ago and such a different offense. Everybody was playing a different way. But there are some similarities as far as your age and Dan's age and him being an offensive guy and so on, and him being under really great coaches too. Now, going to the defensive side of the football, there's some question marks here. Coleman Hutzler has some great experience coaching. You've got athletes, but you may not have the depth that you want, but I know you're working on that right now. Of course, you're having to waste time with me, but we appreciate it. But here's my question. Do you have better personnel, Jeff, than you thought you had going into spring? And do you have better, more athleticism on the defensive side of the football than maybe you thought you had in January or February?
You know, the thing that we do have defensively is we've got length. We've got length all over the field on the defensive side of the ball, which to me is a huge deal. It's going to make the field small for the other side of the ball, and that'll be big for us to continue to recruit that way. I think our guys on the defensive side, there's been so much newness inside of our program. On the defensive side, I think it's been really good to see our growth from day one to day 15 of practice. And, man, again, the energy and the effort and the toughness that we worked with all spring, I thought was really impressive. We've got some strong leadership on that side of the ball right now with guys that have been here, whether it's Monte or Jay Lou. You know, both those guys have played ball here. Monte's played a ton of ball. So I think we've got some pieces on that side of the ball that are going to give us the opportunity to go play at a really high level, which that's been the expectation here. And that's what I love is being able to add the offensive piece to go do what we're going to do offensively and understand that, man, defensively, we've played great defense at Mississippi State, and there is zero reason that's going to change. And continuing to focus that way and strain for that. Bo, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Jeff Lebby on the Out of Bounds Show. Sorry about that. I turned my mic down. That didn't make any sense. Jeff Lebby on the Out of Bounds Show. Hail State fans excited about Blake Shapen and everything that played out for the spring scrimmage. Okay, I know you can't name names, Coach, but what has been the response the last few months as far as recruiting?
Yeah, recruiting, it's been good. It's, you know, it's a deal right now where I think guys are really close to jumping in. They're just wanting to see just a little bit more. I feel really, really good about where we're at in this class and the guys that we're on. The month of June will be huge for us as official visits start happening. But we've had an unbelievable amount of great players on our campus over the last 3 months. That will continue to trend that way throughout this month of May, and then having guys here for official visits in June. So it's all about finishing the right way with these guys, having incredible experiences with them while they're here on official visits. And we've got to just continue to, you know, pour all of our time and efforts into this five-hour radius. And We've got this incredible, to me, competitive advantage, man, because of having great proximity to players. We got to pull these guys through at the last minute and make sure we're getting the right ones, and we will.
Last question. I'm receiving text on the text line. How would Jeff Lebby describe his offense?
Yeah, I would like to think that, you know, when you watch us play, you're going to see a football team that has great balance, a team that in a unit that playing incredibly fast, being fearless in how we call it, how we go play, and then playing with great physicality. So we do. We want to be incredibly balanced, and we want to be incredibly aggressive. So that's a fine line, but I think our best units over the years have shown exactly that, and that's what you'll see this fall.
All right, we'll leave it there. Hail State football coach Jeff Lebby joined us on the Out of Bounds show, ESPN 105.9 The Zone. Coach, thanks so much for your time today. We appreciate you.
Appreciate it. Have a good one.
Jeff Lebby talking Blake Shapen and his first spring in Starkville. And Sadu is someone to keep an eye on, the tight end that couldn't play last year, but people are raving about him and the chemistry that he and Shapen have. And then he mentioned the four veteran wide receivers, a couple of them transfers in from UTEP and Louisville, I think it was. And so some excitement there. He sounds like they've got some length on defense. They're going to be thin but athletic. Thin but athletic on defense. We'll see what they can add over the next couple of weeks. In the transfer portal. Jackson Meadows, I am your host, Bo Bounds. We are the Out of Bounds Show. We're ESPN 105.9 The Zone. We appreciate Jeff Lebby stopping by. Brought to you by Two Brothers, the amazing bar and restaurant right there in the historic Cotton District. Whether it's an unbelievable sandwich, appetizer, the wings, or some cold libations, you can find it all at Two Brothers. This weekend or next. Next weekend, they will host the Alabama Crimson Tide and also the Starkville Derby, which Jackson got excited about.
I'm pumped.
He did not know about – ooh, hold on. He did not know about the wiener dog races.
I didn't know this was a thing, man.
And I'm going to be – I'm the color analyst. Bart Heitch is the play-by-play. I'm the color analyst, I guess, for the wiener dog race. And the – what's it called? The Dash Hound Bound?
Okay, Dash Hound Dash. But
– Dash Hound Dash.
We got to figure something out. Is that how you pronounce that word?
Is it Dash Hound?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know if it's Dachshund or Dash Hound. I don't know.
Dachshund?
It's – you know, because that's – I mean, they're Dachshund. But I wasn't aware that that's how you spell it, because it looks like Dachshund.
I like Dachshund better as far as a Southerner.
Well, kind of
like when Haley Barber said Casina.
Yeah. It rolls off the tongue. It's better. Feels better. Plays better.
How about we call it the Wiener Dog Race and the Starkville Derby?
So, I mean, it's, you know, everyone, you know, you bring your wiener into the public and race them.
Boom. You get to take your wiener dog out in public and embrace it. And I think this thing is nuts. Now you look at the. I started looking at the pictures the last
awesome.
Couple of days. There are people everywhere.
Everywhere.
They have nailed this thing. And in year one, it was unbelievable, and you couldn't move, which is a good thing in the Cotton District at Two Brothers and everywhere else. In year two, it's going to be even bigger and better. So, and they raised $22,000 for the Starkville Humane Society last year, and they're going to raise even more this year.
I'm going to text Alden. He's going to know how to say what the word is. Either Dachshund or Dachshund.
Whatever. Wiener Dog, the Starkville Derby, brought to you by Tito's, and an ice-cold Michelob Ultra or Bud Light from Two Brothers. They've got all kinds of great sponsors, including some that overlap with us. And I'm fired up about it. I'll be there with Bart Heitch next Saturday. And I'm not sure what I'm going to do, but whatever he tells me to do, I'll have a headset on. We'll be doing YouTube Live, and we'll be calling the race with all the wiener dogs. And it's going to be nuts. I don't even know how many. I'll have to text Alden. how many wiener dogs will be in the race?
200.
Is that right?
200.
200 wiener dogs. Ryan, have you ever owned a wiener dog? Okay. Yeah, I haven't either. So Rex is a Maltipoo, and he's about 8 pounds on a good day. That's mm-hmm. after he's had some treats. Okay? And so that's the only dog that I've ever, you know, Wendy got it. It'll be 17 years at Christmas. That's, you know, she didn't tell me. She left one day, met this woman in Hattiesburg, and picked up Rex almost 17 years ago.
That's awesome.
So, and he's been an awesome dog.
He's 8 pounds?
Yeah, he's 8 pounds.
That's a...
He's a powerhouse.
That's a powerhouse.
I call him Rex Mania. Yeah. Yeah. Now all he does, you know, for years he was very vibrant and kind of everywhere and so on. Now really all he does is he walks around a little bit, sleeps a lot, and I give him a ton of treats.
That's the life. There's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. I wish that was my life. My mother actually has two mini weenie dogs.
Really?
Now. Oh yeah. You know, they're puppies. They're very, very, they're incredibly cute though. They're awesome dogs. And had I known this was going on, obviously I would have entered both of them. This is on me.
Oh, man.
This is on me.
Oh, yeah. You didn't even know anything about it.
Had no clue.
So that's good that we educate. I mean, you know, that's what we want to do when we bring somebody on, right?
Educate the masses.
You forget. Yeah, not everybody can know what's going on. And I was up there last year and didn't realize how cool and how big it was going to be. But the Starkville Derby is May 4th at 9 a.m., at Two Brothers next weekend, and Bart Heitch and I will be on the call. Bart called it last year, so you know, I guess we'll be like Wiener One's running fast, and Wiener Two's coming up on the left, and Wiener Three is, I don't know.
They do little profiles for all of them. They're awesome.
Oh, that's cool. I'll be able to, well, somewhat. Maybe if I can just wrap my brain around like five of them.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe they'll have numbers on them.
You talking about odds?
So like if. No. Okay. Like numbers around their, like number 11.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Is running. Yeah. Right. Like horses.
I'm looking for the favorite, man. I'm looking to parlay these things out and get some money out there.
The Out of Bounds Show is driven by your next Nissan Pathfinder with the all new body style and Nissan Rogue, the crossover with great gas mileage at Canon Nissan on the hill. Two really nice-looking vehicles. The Nissan Pathfinder, Nissan Rogue.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office.
More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.